Well, last month we were looking at renewable energy at the Heartlands and giving an up-to-date check on what's been happening. This month we're going to be looking at art projects happening across the Heartlands project. So this isn't just a park, this isn't just a place where you've got a headgear and you've got the World Heritage Site. There's a whole lot more to it. There's art. Now we've got Sarah Williams, who's the arts manager for the Heartlands project. Sarah, just tell me, what sort of things are the key projects we'll be finding?
There'll be a whole range of projects right across the site, all designed for the community and a lot of them by the community, and they will be made from local materials as well. We've got quite a range of artists working with us. Some are international artists and some are very local artists.
I'm looking at the model of the Heartlands project in front of me, and one of them is going to be in the Diaspora Gardens. They look quite elaborate gardens. Just first of all, tell me, what is a diaspora?
It's a movement of people. So this garden's all about the Cornish miners who left Cornwall many, many years ago and went all around the world and created mines in Mexico, America, China.
Johannesburg, South Africa, yes.
And so it's celebrating that past and that achievement that, you know, they're sort of leading the way in mining heritage and technology and, yeah, celebrating it at Heartlands.
So this garden will be, I suppose there'll be areas of the garden for those parts of the world, and there'll be artwork in these gardens. Just tell me about this artwork. I've seen a few drawings of it, and there's some quite elaborate work.
Yeah, it's fantastic. We've been working with lots of local groups, and the artist is David Mackey. So the groups have been coming up with ideas and designs for the actual artworks themselves. They're sort of very intricate patterns. A lot of them inspired by the plants that are going to go in the Diaspora Gardens. And the plants are telling a story as well about the diaspora. And when the Cornish miners went abroad, they brought back plants with them. And you often see these plants now in the Valley Gardens, the big collections. And we want to bring them onto Heartlands.
That's the Diaspora Gardens. And that I'm really looking forward to seeing the artwork there. But there's also an entrance from the village into the Heartlands project. And you're doing something special there, aren't you?
Yeah, this is a very special project. This is a crushed wall. And it's inspired by the geology of Cornwall. So the artist, when he went to the beach and went and looked at mine and geology, the different structures, was really inspired by the formations of the rock. So this is a big monumental piece that's 3 metres high at one end, 24 metres long, and about a metre high at the other end.
When you say it's a crushed wall, I've seen a few pieces of it. This is concrete, and it's almost like got valleys, curved valleys going around through it.
Yeah, it's quite beautiful. It's like fabric that's been squashed, and it's got these lovely soft folds that quite sort of, it starts off, they're very deep and crinkled, and then it sort of unopens and unfolds as you go towards Poole Village.
Those are two major art projects happening in the Heartlands project, but there's going to be other chances for local artists to take part once the Heartlands project is open, chances to show off their art.
Absolutely. There's going to be a gallery as part of the atrium, the new Bobble community building. There are lots of open spaces for performance. There's also a performance hall, areas to have sort of outdoor markets, art markets, craft markets. Yeah, and we're really hoping that the site will become, you know, well used, and artists will want to come here, and in the artist studios they actually make their work, exhibit it in the gallery.
Okay, so what if artists do want to take part and get involved? How do they get in contact?
Oh, well, we'd love to hear from them, and just drop us a line on info@heartlandscornwall.com.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.